USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today I'm signing the law, the CHIPS and Science Act, a once-in-a-generation investment in America itself.
President Biden speaking at the White House on Tuesday. The bill will aid companies in developing the technology of the future. The legislation also aims to ease reliance on China by ramping up domestic manufacturing of semiconductor chips. A majority of Americans over 50 are very likely to get an updated COVID vaccine booster shot this fall. That's according to a new University of Michigan poll, which puts that number right around 61%. The figure rises to 68% when the question is asked of folks 65 and older. Google is back online after users around the world reported the search engine not working from late Monday into early Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
A high-profile raid has Congress talking.
The FBI has raided the home of a former president. No arrests were made. The FBI searched President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, claiming he took classified papers years ago from the White House. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News.
What was on the warrant? What were you really doing? What were you looking for? Why not talk to President Trump and have him give the information you're after? This is unbelievable. And understand the history here. 1 year ago, it was the Merrick Garland using the Patriot Act against parents. 1 day ago, it was 87,000 agents in a bill the Democrats passed to go harass Americans from the IRS. And today, we have the raid of a former president's home in America.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another round of heavy rain is heading to the already saturated valleys of eastern Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear saying a flood watch is in effect through Wednesday as heavy rain and storms are expected through tomorrow. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A Democratic spending bill is moving on to the House after Senate passage on Sunday. Michigan Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow says the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act has been an epic battle for Democrats.
We've had Republican colleagues on one side with the drug companies. We've been on the other side with people trying to lower prices. The good news is the people are going to win.
The $430 billion package would allow the Medicare program to negotiate prescription drug prices with pharmaceutical companies starting in 2025. A state is deciding it will not hold a special session to discuss abortion.
There will be no special legislative session in Nebraska anytime soon to consider stricter abortion laws. Though officially nonpartisan, the Nebraska unicameral consists of a Republican majority. That state's governor, Pete Ricketts, says there weren't enough votes to pass a ban on the procedure after 12 weeks of pregnancy. He expressed interest in calling a special session, saying he would support a near-total ban on abortion with no exceptions for rape or incest. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Hall of Fame voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers is being honored with a private funeral mass. The service for Vin Scully was held at a Catholic church in Westlake Village, California. That's where the legendary broadcaster regularly attended service on Sundays. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.